We'd all like to believe the best of people. Unfortunately, that can get us in trouble sometimes. Toxic people do exist, and chances are we've met one or two. Sometimes they might not realize they're causing harm to others. On other occasions, they're fully aware of the power they hold over other people and actively intend to do harm. Fortunately, there are warning signs you can look for to see if the person you're dealing with is a toxic person.
Today we want to talk about the toxic woman. From our perspective, from our experience, we want to talk about a toxic woman. Before we get into it, you know, let me introduce my colleagues, my brethren, Mr. Michael Natu, the poet, the journalist. How are you doing today?
Toxic free, man. Toxic free.
All toxicity. You know, this is a health tip. You know, magnesium and cilantro purges the body of all things toxic. I hope it applies to toxic women as well. And as usual, Mr. Caramelis, you know, the entrepreneur, the sales coach, finance guru. How are you doing, my brother?
Blessed enough, bro. Blessed and toxic free, you know?
Amen, man. Free of all toxicity. We need to bring some t-shirts to that. And I'm yours truly, Stefan R.K. Campbell, lecturer and communication consultant. Also free of all toxicity. You know, drink your alkaline water, stay hydrated, mind your business, and stay away from these people. So, brethren, have you all ever experienced, or do you think that toxic women exist?
That's such a hard question. Yes, they do. Yeah.
You know, I found a list. I just want to go through them, and y'all could tell me, you know, what y'all think about these things. I mean, most of them, I saw them, and I think I was nodding all the way through. But I'll allow y'all to tell me, and for the listener, I want you to tell me if you agree with this thing or not. First sign of a toxic woman, she always plays the victim.
Yeah. This is the man. Which Bible verse I come out of? Because I preach.
Always plays the victim in every situation. You are always the bad guy. Always the bad guy. No matter what you do, you are always the bad guy. I think I've experienced this type of woman particularly so much to the point where I just automatically accepted that I was always wrong at all times. You know, I even stopped arguing because it was always there was always this spin on the thing that you know. That she's always like, she's always right, you know, and she's always the victim. But some women have weaponized to always make it seem like it's the man in the wrong.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I'd even go a step further and saying that, like, you don't need to validate it. You see, the women who have valid reasons in those circumstances are not considered toxic by men. As much as we get a bad rap for not listening, I think we tend to be reasonable. So if there's a valid point being there, and I'm not being biased, okay, I might be a little bit, but we tend to be fair. And so when you find that a woman, you know, is always playing the victim role and you know, whenever there is an argument, there is not an objective to resolve the argument. There's just always an objective to win the argument. That's also a sign. Like a woman who needs to win every argument. You know, that's a toxic situation. That's a toxic woman to be in a relationship with.
I think I've found, you know, having interactions with a lot of women that not many of them are able to see things on both perspectives. You understand? It's either their way or the highway, regardless of how they view the situation. Because in their mind, they have this preconceived notion of what a quote-unquote man is supposed to do, is supposed to be, and you can't tell them nothing. You understand? And half of these women that are telling you what a man is supposed to be or how you're supposed to act in a situation, half of them probably haven't grew up with proper fatherhood figures. So you can't be coming to tell me how for the act as a man and you don't know shit about being a man or what a man's supposed to do.
Wow.
But separate and aside from that, it just goes down to really how they view men and masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that has a huge point to play in it. You know, not to mention something about, you know, in an argument or not even in an argument, in a situation, the man is always wrong. Mm. I remember I was talking to a young lady once and she would complain that I'm busy when we're texting or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I respond to you 5 minutes after you respond. Yes, I'm busy doing something. However, when the tables turn and she disappears for like an hour, and you're like, all right, so what happened here?
Yeah,
so, and she messaged you even after that, and you'd be like, probably like 1 minute after your response, she's like, oh, so you're busy. So I'm like, hold on. weren't you just gone for a whole hour? It's like you have some women who constantly look for things to fuss with or constantly look for a way to bring the man down in some way. So
which leads to the next one, because the next one is a woman who is always negative, always has something negative to say. You know, there is always this air of condescension, right? Like nothing you say is viewed as positive. So you have a business idea and the first thing that comes out of her mouth is that not gonna work. No. There's a difference with someone being a realist and someone who wants to balance your perspective, right? That's fine.
Mm.
But if you realize a pattern is developing that every single thing you say is like there's a negative answer waiting, then this is not a realist, this is a pessimist.
But you know, Steph, I think it's pretty important, especially at this point, to point this out. Because when we say, you know, there are always negative, a lot of toxic women might be listening to that and are saying, I'm not always negative. I've told you you look good before. I've told you all of these good stuff. Hold on, Ramsey. Like we have to be so we have to say it, because this is a technology that they will use to say, listen, yo,
if you're
a toxic woman is always,
if you get
this
defensive about this, then it falls in your garden. go ahead,
Ramsey. go Ramsey, go.
Yeah. You guys are only look. We only talk about it from one angle. We never buck up a girl and every week something wrong with her.
Yo.
This week she have a problem. Ooh. Next week is another problem. Next week is another problem. Next week is another problem. And you're like, hold on, bro. And the problems never ever stop.
And it is, may I tell draining. You, and you know,
if it's draining,
some people would make you feel guilty for not, you know, for not being able to manage that, you know. But it is draining, bro. In addition to everything else you have to deal with,
That's why my brother's being broke has its perks. I get that. And we've seen it. But let's pin a definition to it. What is a toxic woman? Because we're talking about the traits. But how do you know when you're in a relationship with a toxic woman? And then we can get back to the traits after that. But we need to clearly define it.
Well, you start. You tell me what
that is. I think how you know when you're in a toxic relationship with a woman, it's consistent anxiety an air of consistent tension. Like, even if you're not arguing about something, I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but even if you're just around her, there's just this energy, like, at any given time, any little thing can become a point of conflict. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is that too.
Eggshells. You're walking on eggshells. Yeah. You're constantly being drained. If I'm in a relationship and I constantly have to watch how me talk to you, or have to think about, all right, how she going to interpret this? Or, you know, you just feel drained in the relationship, mm-hmm. mentally, yeah. physically, and yes. emotionally. It reaches a point where you necessarily don't want to be around that person. And you don't only have to deal in an intimate relationship. You can just have friends, co-workers.
Absolutely.
I have a co-worker, well, I probably shouldn't say this. You have some people that from you see them face, you're like, yo.
Your vibes broke. Your vibes broke.
Like, but Steph.
So, Steph. I mean, it's not only in the confines of a relationship. It's
absolutely.
That's why
we're saying toxic woman and not necessarily toxic woman in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because, yes.
Right.
Listen, there are some women that don't like to see other people happy. Like once you come around them with happiness, they find some reason to bring you down, right? And I'm a firm believer in negative energy causes cancer. So if you have to dim my light for yours to shine brighter, I stay the hell away, bro. I stay the hell away.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Cause you mentioned a very important point earlier, you know, where you said that you know you're in a toxic situation when you feel like you just need to be resigned. You just like if there's anything that pops up, like you're always, all right, you know, fine, whatever you want to believe. You know those kind of situations where even though you could easily say, oh, you could debunk whatever argument they're coming with, or you are right. You just can't bother. You just say, you know what, fine.
You know the difference between a toxic man and a toxic woman? A toxic man knows he's toxic, and he takes pride in it. That's just the reality. Ooh. A toxic woman is the last one to see it. A toxic woman is the last one to know. She is the one to post about every single thing or every single person that has offended her and never, ever, ever admits that she's the one.
That's a word.
You see them every day. Now. Every day they up on Instagram. I call them meme queens. Like them go to university.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello.
Them find all the meme. them find all the memes to talk about this and that and what a man should be doing. You men who do this and look for
women who do this.
And I'm like, who hurt you, bitch?
The ones that quick to point out all a man's flaws, and that same one to tell the man that he has to accept all of hers. Mm. That one.
But you know what? You know, I always say this, you know, and I'll say it again, and I will never ever stop saying it again. They fail to understand that they'll only attract what they are.
Amen.
So if you are toxic yourself, you're going to attract a regular man who see you and whatever.
But
you a certain way. So you'll get the same type of treatment. I said before that a man will treat you based on the value that him see.
But sometimes I feel like they want that cycle to continue so that they can continue to post, they can continue to wallow in that filth, right? Because the narrative...
Deep down they want
here's something else. Like, when a toxic woman attracts and accepts the man who they accept, and like I said, Rimzy, if they are toxic, they attract toxic men. The men who those women attract are pretty predatory, in the sense that this is not only somebody who is toxic,
a predator,
but this is somebody who is superior to your toxicity. So at the end of the day, it becomes easy for you to resign yourself to that role of victim, even though you yourself are toxic.
I know you're aware of this. A lot of people don't want to go into entrepreneurship because they would no longer have somebody else to blame. You see, as an employee, you know, you can always blame the boss. You know. Mm. When you become a business owner, you don't blame have anybody to blame but yourself. And you see, a lot of these women love this type of man because they can always fall back to on blaming him. They don't want to ever accept that it's their fault. How dare you insinuate that it is my fault? I am the prize.
Yeah.
You know, I am the one that always...
When last ever you hear a woman says she lose a good man?
That's crazy though, and we know it to be true, but like that's the case. But fellas, I'm pretty curious at this point to know in very specific terms what the experience you remember most about being with a toxic woman.
It's too much, man. It's too much. And I think if I talk about if I talk about certain details, like because I can guarantee you, and I think it's another toxic trait, you know, is that the relationship has ended and you're still keeping tabs on me like that.
I'm curious to hear the other traits, because I think I might have a few experiences to show. I'm not sure, but I wanted to hear the other traits. I'm trying to decide if I've actually been with one. Traits. So go ahead.
Where's the Rimsey?
Hey. Honestly, for me, to be honest with you, I just get in and get out, you know. So if me pick up say you toxic, there must be something there that I wanted, and I make sure I get that thing as quick as I can, and I leave as fast as I can, because my type of personality, I can't deal well. I can't function well with being drained in any form of negative environment. I can't do it. So even in professional settings, I'll have certain people call me, and from a certain name on the phone,
that is don't another even answer.
Like
that
is woman another... may talk who.
I
see the name and I'm like, yo, I'm not going to. To talk to you today, or you know you interact with some call them associates, and you know you're just in the circle, and then you hear every week you can't hear nothing positive or nothing good what's going on with them. So I mean I think it goes deeper than the surface though, because I always want to know where them things just start from. And to me, I think it come from a household. Your majority of the things we learn come from where we grew up. So I feel like a lot of these women, they literally come from toxic backgrounds, or they have toxic role models.
A lot of
these females, a lot of these females that they idolize and want the lifestyle of, there are some toxic individuals as well.
I 100% agree with that role model part. And to be honest, I think an element of society, several elements of our society are toxic in general, in terms of the lifestyles where we live, right? But what I am saying is, at least consider that you are toxic. The moment you feel like there isn't, like if we are having a conversation and I'm saying that these are some things that you need to consider, and you can't even consider, and your first response is to defend or to try to bring me down, you have become exactly what I'm telling you that you are, right? You're just confirming it, you know?
And we want to make it clear that we understand the difference between somebody who is concerned about our well-being and is invested in us versus somebody who is simply toxic. Because oftentimes one of the rebuttals you hear when you point out a toxic trait or even hint that there might be some toxicity involved, is that, oh, I'm so just because I'm telling you that you need to change this means I'm toxic. And you know, like men aren't stupid.
Say that again.
Bro.
Say those three words again, please. Say it louder.
Listen, men aren't stupid, bro. We know when somebody is genuinely interested in our well-being. So, and when we see that, we are very receptive. We take their criticisms, we take whatever they have to give.
When we know that the intentions are good, absolutely.
Into consideration. When we really, yeah, and we know, I'm not kidding. It's just like how women have that intuitive thing. We have that nose for sniffing out when somebody is genuinely invested in us.
Yeah, so,
right.
Whether we choose to ignore it, that's something else. Yeah, but it's innate. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that. So when we say, when we point out somebody's straight, and some of you might be quick to say, oh, you know, this is how you know the men who them don't want nobody talk to them, they don't want nobody point out
certain
things about their ways, and that's not the conversation. That's something completely
you're
different.
Diminishing my but, like you are diminishing my perspective.
Exactly.
If you bunch me into that group. Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when a man has the self-awareness to say, yo, do you realize, fellas, that the men who take time out to point out that this might be toxic are men who, if I may say, those are men who are cut above the rest. Like, yo, I have friends who couldn't care, who couldn't give two shits whether or not a woman is toxic. You're a woman, and there are certain things you can give them, they don't care. But a man who has the self-awareness to tell you that, yo, this is not something I'm comfortable with. Like, any man who comes to you and speak from that place of vulnerability and
you need some form of good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. So, rather than get defensive.
But you see, the thing is, they tend to. Anybody you see that's quick to jump to being defensive.
Yeah.
Be very weary of them. They're always the victim. They're always defensive. You come to them with something and they act as if you're against them. And really and truly, I don't know it all, but one of my mentors always tell me, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. You understand? Yeah. So I am someone who I literally embrace positive criticism because there are certain things that I can't see about myself. So if I'm coming off negative in a certain situation, I'd love somebody to point that out to me.
Exactly.
Worse if it's somebody I am very close to. For me, and it comes on in even personal life. If I'm talking, if you are my close friend or whatever, me I talk to you, I'm more stick. But why you come to me and say, yo, Bridget.
That mean you wish me the best.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
You wish me well.
That is,
yeah, man.
You wish me the best. You don't want somebody else to tell me, say, yo, my mouth stink. So if I am dealing with you as a friend or a partner, and I'm saying, babe, or whatever, certain things about you, I think it'll come off a certain way. And your her first inclination is to jump to being defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you have to kind of watch them something. And it also shows that person has no willingness to change. You understand? Or to accept flaws, because this is who I am. And it's either you love me for who I am or some bullshit they'll come up to find. Because best believe, they can always, if it's one thing I know about this world that we live in, they'll always find bullshit to justify bullshit.
Yeah,
to justify bullshit that is out there.
There's also something again that's important here. Do you realize as well, fellas, that when these toxic women, that the communication is not a strong point? And I don't know if that is a result of being toxic or if it's a cause. You know, for toxicity, But I've dealt with women who are extremely healthy in that regard, and I've dealt with women on the other end of the spectrum, and I've found that to be one of the biggest marker distinction between them is that the one who is not toxic, they actually take time to communicate properly. Like what they're saying, what the other women do is say, you know what I mean. So when they say something and you try to question it, because we are pretty cut and dry, like you say something and we don't answer, so you're like, I don't understand, I'm gonna get the way I mean. And instead of trying or attempting to clarify the argument, moves, it becomes another argument that, oh, you don't want to understand what I'm saying, and this is just like you. Like I've seen some of those, and I've experienced some of those. So when you find somebody who quickly abandon communication,
I'll take it a step further. When it comes to communication, a lot of times, if a woman's definition of communication is her speaking to you and you just listening, or you only responding in the way that she wants you to respond, then that is not healthy, right? She doesn't want a man, she wants a dog. She wants somebody to say, sit, stay, roll over, rover. Yeah. So a lot of time when women say men are dogs, they're actually kind of right in terms of who they want, the type of man they want. They don't want a man who speaks himself, stands up for himself, right? Can actually listen and articulate exactly what he wants or what he disagrees with. A lot of women aren't necessarily ready for that. And gentlemen, we are actually in the articulate minority, because even this conversation that we are willing to have and express it in this way is very rare. Oftentimes, men would stay to themselves and talk about these things because they just can't bother. And I think we've moved beyond that to say, listen, we are owning our experiences, and you take it how you want to take it. If it offends you, in the same way they say, you know, men are trash, and if a man defends it, he say it's not applying to you, so why are you getting involved? It's the same way when we are saying a toxic woman. If you see the need to defend the definition or the descriptions that we are giving you of that particular type of woman, you probably need to check yourself as well, right? Mm-hmm. You probably need to check yourself as well, you know?
Yeah, because absolutely.
We make no defense as men. We make no defense for any man we cannot relate to. If a man is a waste man, you would never hear a hardworking man say, well, maybe, never, ever, 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 right?
Exactly. Ever. Never tell them he's a waste man. A woman will always find an excuse to the other one.
Exactly.
You know, as you got to that, I don't remember what it was, but there was something that happened, and you know, it was always one story that is published on social media. I can't remember what it was, but it was something regarding some woman and some man. And of course, only the woman side was published. And I was listening to a young lady talk, and she was like, you see, man, them are just trash and daddy, you would have to do that to the woman. I said, hold on. Were you there? Did you are you close to the source? Do you know both sides of the story? I said, you're only seeing one side. Why are you casting judgment on the man already? Why is it that it's so quick to jump and blame the man for what seems to be? You don't know what happened previously prior to that would cause whatever. You don't know what the man endured. You don't know shit. You're only looking based off the information that was published to you. So I mean,
but they don't care. They don't really care about that.
No business.
Sometimes they feel good. It's like when a man is crucified for whatever reason, they love public that shit. Execution, they all celebrate because that individual that they that is on the cross, they see as all of the men who perhaps they believe wronged them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, whereas right. we might give mm-hmm. a woman a clean slate, right? That woman isn't so mm-hmm. forgiving because somewhere in the back of her mind, and again, we are talking about the toxic woman. Somewhere in the back of her mind, you mm-hmm. need to pay for the sins of the person who wronged them before. And she's going to try yep. everything. Mm-hmm. Another toxic trait on the list is insecurity. Constant need for reassurance. And gentlemen, mm-hmm. that is the hardest thing to do. Mm-hmm. To constantly have to, because yep. there is no end to it. There is no end to yep. somebody who constantly needs reassurance about the relationship, about whatever you want to call it, that this is what it is, you know? And again, that is a tiring thing.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, just to touch back on our contrast to that, the whole Will Smith situation, like, everybody, there were a lot of women who were championing the whole thing about Will saying, oh, yo, like when I said I loved you, mm-hmm. it meant yeah, yeah. I will love you through whatever. And they look at that and like, oh, yeah, man. Like, that's
which,
what it
which woman doesn't want that like. Simp?
But hey, listen, but there's a superior toxic woman. The kind that comes off as genuine yeah. stuff. You know that kind. The kind that portrays that air of innocence and
let's be honest with ourselves, gentlemen. Sometimes the toxicity is exciting to us. Especially if the woman looks a certain way.
it turns that's all right, that's why I said what I said earlier. You forget what I said. But if I tolerate you, yeah. it's only for a certain
yeah. Because period. You want
I'm getting
thrill.
What, yeah. I'm getting yeah, what yeah. I want out of you, whether it be sexually, yeah. which most of the time it's sexually, because mm. they tend to have very high sex
appeal. Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Let's be real.
I think it's the reverse effect of the whole biological thing. So women tend to associate, for example, more aggressive men with, and that aggression mm-hmm. with being able to protect their offspring. So like from a biological perspective, they are attracted to men, you know, bad boys. And in a social, you know, perspective, that may not necessarily be healthiest for them. So biologically, you're there with a brother who is not healthy for you. But you mm-hmm. like that.
So what you say?
But socially, that's not like what you want. Man.
So
listen, so biologically, it seems women like mad men. So why listen, why can it not apply to us? And I when I was younger, I'd say
we would need to discuss the yeah. beauty to madness continuum in one episode, because the reality is. The more attractive the woman is, the more we let slide. Up to a point, as Rimzy said.
Yeah, Steph, you couldn't say anything more true. And it comes, funny enough, it comes to what they bring to the relationship, because it comes to what they bring to the table. If you look damn good, may we tolerate it to a certain point. And
but it is.
But not,
you see the implication here. You see the implication. If you are think the man makes bad, you know why I'm telling you, right? Okay. Gotcha.
But then there comes a point where enough is enough. No matter how good you look, there's that my mother always say, you know, the straw that break the camel.
You can't take
the
no
camel
more.
Back. There comes yeah. to a point where
and
enough is enough. And mm-hmm. I just can't take no more. And no matter how good you look, it can't
measure. Can't, it's just like cigarette.
It can't measure. So,
cigarette,
I mean,
you know the cigarette that, gonna kill you, but like you're just in it for the ride, you're enjoying it up until that point. But the difference is we as men, we oftentimes exactly. admit it, you know. We admit it to ourselves, like, yeah man, me don't know such a mad, but Jano. right? But
yeah, bro, we're not stupid. If it's one thing we know about man, we know it. We are the foolishest. When we get understand. We know exactly what we are doing.
We're not
hiding nobody, but there's a certain thrill. That's what I'm saying. They tend to have something that is polarizing.
We do not go after toxic women when we are looking to build that life that we want, that life of peace and everything, isn't it? So sometimes you might inadvertently end up with a woman who, you know, you thought was one thing and she turned out to be a next. But I feel like to Rimsey's point where you say, like, we know what we're in it for and once we get
there's this, a certain level of toxicity we tolerate. Yeah. Just like the chlorine in our water. You know, but I think that I've seen a lot of men stick it out with toxic women because when they measure it against another woman or what she brings to the table, like according to Rimsey, you know, it's like you just tolerate that aspect. So a woman who is selfish or self-centered, right? But you know she's business-minded. You know she can take care of the home. You know, it's like you said, Jano, just this one thing we can't deal with, you know, but we can't work with the other things. And so there are some things that we tolerate, and it goes both ways. But a woman who is consumed with toxicity, not only selfish, she can't see beyond,
you know, manipulative.
She's negative, she's controlling, right? It always has to go her way. All of these things combined, man, this any woman with all of these things combined should be glowing green. You know, she should be nuclear by now. So I think we need to start pointing out these things. I think we've survived long enough just say we can't bother and chuck. And I'm not saying there are some times when you just need to let the bridge burn. That's I don't agree with trying to fix and solve every situation. I do not, because sometimes you end up broken or burnt beyond recognition as well. But there are some bridges that you need to realize that you can't salvage. But the ones that you really want to work on or work with, we need to start talking up.
Let me just add something, because I don't want people to feel like we're trying to say that there shouldn't be any form of toxicity because that's not possible. Every human being has their own level of toxicity. You understand? So we're not trying to say here that, you know, as a woman you should be non-toxic, period. We're just saying that when certain things are pointed out to you,
just consider it.
Jump on a defense and, you know, behave like, you understand? Just say, maybe something might be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, you understand? I'm trying to say, so, and again, we men aren't, if a man is going to take the time out to say something to you, not in a condescending way or a fuss way, in a calm manner, and him probably does a try to talk to him, more than likely, it mean you some form of good. You understand? Because 9 out of 10 time a man just want in and out. So if that one time he's going to stop and actually say, hey, you know, some of your traits, some of your behaviors, you know, them will come off a certain way and it can make you out to look a certain way. And probably that's why you keep having certain issues in your life, because you keep doing the same thing. You understand? Maybe you need to look at something a different way or whatever the case may be. So that's pretty much all I would leave it with, you know.
If you believe that you are a toxic woman, please call, text, or email us, or join us on the live. Let's see if we can cleanse you of this toxicity. Men, if you believe that there's a toxic woman in your life who is draining you of all your life energy, we can help you as well. Join us on the live, or text us or call or send an email, or follow us on Instagram and send us a private message. Let's see how we can help you. you know, on behalf of the toxicity specialists on the Men's Truth podcast, I am Stefan Campbell. This is Karim Ellis, and this is Michael Natu. I pray you all have a life with toxicity in moderation. Blessings.
None.
Peace out.
None. Avoid me, but I stop thinking. Avoid me.